Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Welcome one, welcome all. Hello to us around the city and states, our faraway countries. You're about to enjoy the best in gospel, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Welcome, everybody. Once again, how's the cast doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Six. How's it going today?
Doing great, brother. Doing great. Doing great. Hope you are, too.
Yep, got my coffee. How about you?
My coffee, too. Drinking it, drinking it, drinking it. I am trying Dunkin' Donuts Midnight. They have this midnight coffee, dark roast. Very good, very good. So that's what I'm partaking in today, and that's the coffee of Six Eyes Gospel Show today. So we're going to check in with our mental. My mental is at a 10 today. Once again, Lord, thank you for allowing me to make the woke list. This is not a recording. This is live.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you for joining us. This is Princess Nikkel, or a.k.a. Queen Nye, however you decide to address me. My mental today, I would say, is a 10. I'm very good, looking forward to the message, and I'm thankful for everyone on this podcast with us today, and I love you guys.
All right, all right, all right.
And Pastor Bonnet will be starting about 10 minutes after we get into the show.
All right. And I'm doing a 10 today, Nikkel, and I didn't know I could address you. I thought you were human, not an envelope.
He's full of it today, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was a good one, Nikkel. You got to admit that one.
Hey,
first
I'll give it.
Okay, first off, excuse me for 1 minute. Let's set some ground rules right now. Okay, here moving forth. Once we start the music and once we start the message, all phones outside of mine will be muted. That's to have no interruptions during the show with background noises and things of such. So let's be compliant in that. And we move forward. Once again, if you just joined us, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Once again, hello to my family, your family, my friends, your friends, my fans, your fans, all around the world. And if you haven't done so already, go and join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Go and join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. All right. So, let's finish with our mental, and then let's have our opening prayer.
I want to say that my mental is good. No complaints. My mental is good. I'm doing good today. And I hope each and every one of you are doing just as fabulous today as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. That's Amen. Our very own Tried and Joy, who does our entertainment news on Saturdays on the Kicking It with Six Eyes. ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Wolfgang, Wolfman, and the squad when they fall through, and Nikkel.
Amen.
There it is. It gets no better than that. Now, Pride and Joy, I understand you're supposed to be singing for us later on. So what song would you be doing?
I didn't know. I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for God, I can do anything.
All right. So Amen. you will. Amen. So you will bless us with a song before we get out of here. Maybe during Who's Frying Chicken in the Basement? Or maybe after the opening prayer. I mean, who knows? Songs like a plan?
Well, I think we're all looking forward to you singing, sir.
Right. You'd be trying to get out of it.
Well,
go, man.
Well, here's the thing. If you missed last night's show, I gave you all a preview of my halftime show. Now, I'm going to be singing. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Please. I'm going to be singing right before Rihanna hits the stage. Now, I'm warming the crowd up for her.
Wow, you have a big job.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Missionary Ken, can you get your anointing oil out?
Amen. I'm very excited.
That's a lot of blankets you're going to be warming up the crowd. That's a lot of blankets you're going to be passing out. Praise the Lord.
Well,
God bless you.
Well, you know what? Blessings, Sister Nicole. The thing about that is the radio station is sponsoring the blankets for the Super Bowl. So that's like, what? A lot of blankets. That's a lot of blankets.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
I think so. So it'll be right toasty by the time Rihanna hits the stage. Thank you for your emphasis.
When Rihanna hits the stage, my God. So anyway, let's get back on track here. Shout out to ASAP Rocky. How you doing?
Yes. That's why I called for Missionary to Ken to get that oil ready.
Amen.
But Wolfgang, if you have not seen the video by Rihanna called Work, if you have not seen that video, I recommend you see it.
Gospel show.
Well, I'm talking about the single. You got to hear it. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Help us.
All right. So are we ready for the opening prayer?
I believe. Has everyone given their mental?
Except for Emily.
All right, Sister Emily.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Well, I'll be honest. Today, my mental has went out the window.
Okay. Well, you have to go shut the window and keep your mental at a 10. Praise God. Can we help lift your spirits today?
Definitely after the call I had earlier.
Okay. Well, I want you to stay strong, stay positive, and things in life come about, but we always have God who has our back. Amen. Everyone else agree?
Yeah, we can pray
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen. We're here for you, Sister Emily. Praying for all families here on the line, all families around the world, praying for mankind. That covers everybody. And just, Lord, just wrap your arms around us all. Give us a great big hug. And if he brings you to it, he'll definitely bring you through it. If he brings it to you, he'll definitely bring you through it. Amen.
Amen.
So let's have our
Amen.
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 Here we go, then.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus, and we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, take the wheel of this here program, Lord Jesus, because we know that if you take the wheel, Lord Jesus, that nothing will be done out of order. So, Lord Jesus, we ask you to take the wheel, have your perfect way, your perfect will, especially in the heart of that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get contact with us, so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first off of the family and friends, Lord Jesus, who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, for you to comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can. And then for those going through COVID-19, as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to help us to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right. Now it's time for our scripture reading.
Amen.
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 Okay, this is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 40 through 50. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about, he saw David. He disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into thine hand, and I will smite thee, thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. This is 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 40 through 50. May God add blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful scripture. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. Once again, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Gospel Show. Just a reminder, if you have any kind of background noise, be it a TV, anything such of that, please put yourself on mute outside of Pastor Bonnie wanting crowd participation. Otherwise, put your phones on mute. I will ask the man of God when he comes if he would like crowd participation. I'm sure he would. But, hey, once the music is playing and we're booking for Jesus, all mics will be muted so you all can dance and don't mess up the dance steps.
Praise God. Amen.
Hey, hello, Chad. Hello.
Praise God.
Hey, Brother Six, I got a little trivia question for you. Talking about David and Goliath. Talking about David and Goliath. Now, Goliath was 6 cubits and a span tall. How tall was Goliath?
9 feet.
Oh, you're close. He was 9 feet, 9 inches tall. So basically, for those who play basketball, Goliath was only 3 inches short of standing and touching his head to the rim of a basketball hoop.
That's tall.
That is tall.
Yeah. And once again, if you all did not hear, Brother Chad and LeVar says hello. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless.
All right. So,
amen.
Pastor Bobby, there he is. Hey, welcome, man of God. How you doing, sir?
Amen. God bless you. How you doing on this day?
Doing great, sir. Doing great. Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet has arrived, so we want to welcome him, First Lady Bonnet. Hopefully she has some great recipes for us later on with Who's Frying Chicken in the Basement. How's your
business? She's eating fried chicken right now. I got to preach. We got a second program we have to go to, a jurisdictional program. A district program that I have to be in the next hour. And so I've arrived early, so I have time enough to minister with you all on the program today. And so I'm somewhere. We just got finished driving this long scenic route.
So I
was saying, Lord, I thank you for the daylight.
and you say First Lady is eating chicken right now?
Yeah, she's eating.
Amen.
She's eating some what they call drumettes.
Drumettes. Yeah. Now, Pastor, I want you to be honest now. Do you yourself, first of all, I hope y'all have napkins covering your good guards so you won't have chicken grease on that. But what I want to know, in the midst of you driving, do you have, like, the bucket in the center console, and are you reaching over eating chicken while you're driving? That's what we want to know.
No, I'm not. I'm not eating at all because usually if I don't get me a breakfast sandwich before I go to my last service, I don't eat till after the program. My voice already challenged, so I didn't want to overdo anything else and cause myself not to be able to minister. As you can tell, my voice is a little strained right now, so
yeah.
I'm not trying to put too much on the vocal cords. She thought I bought for both of us. After I said, "Nah, that's yours. Enjoy."
Well, thank you, honey. I thought you was gonna have some chicken with me, but thank you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sometimes. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Amen.
This year, and so from time to time, if you hear some background noise, it's just because I'm using my car system now, and so by using the car system, let me crank the car back up. Because I didn't want to run my battery down. Man, I thought about that. I'm using the speaker system in the car, which is super sensitive.
It picks coming up through clear.
Well, that's a good thing.
You know why? Because Apple is responsible for your sound system, the components, and then you have a great sound system.
I doubt it.
My sound system in my truck
is made by JVC.
Well, right, but you know, JVC and Apple are friends. I don't know if you knew that. So that's the microphone.
So it sounds. Listen. Samsung is friends with Apple too. That's why Samsung let Apple use their screen.
Oh, amen. Amen.
And can we tweak that coffee that you're drinking? Because you're a little bit too hyped this morning, Sir Charles.
Well,
we want because we excited.
This is Dunkin' Donuts. I'm very excited about this coffee, and I'll be drinking this coffee from now. Amen.
I think I might not buy that again. Anyway, Pastor Bonnet, you have the floor.
All righty. I am I may have to minister to you all today from memory because my apparently maybe I did not save my notes this morning yesterday rather. All right. Well, this month our topic is destiny. And apparently it's destiny, it's destined for me to minister from the contents of my head. And so we gonna do what we can. And trust the Lord. Now, he's going to let me pull it up because this is Samsung device. Samsung device works good. So, and also, seriously, God bless each of you, God's people. Thank you for all of our listeners. You're tuned in to the Six Eyes Gospel Show, the place where you get your praise on without leaving your house. I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to minister to you, and yes, even you. It is my prayer today that something that I say today will encourage you to be all whom God has in store for you. We want to deal with destiny today. One of the biggest words around is that word destiny. Destiny can cause so many questions. Destiny can give so many directions, but I want to take time and just minister from the word destiny and what it means to really have destiny. If you have your Bible, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, number 11. The word of the Lord read from the King James Version. It says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. Isaiah chapter 4, starting here at verse 6, declaring the end from the beginning, time, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. For I know my thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, as we journey together through these scriptures, We pray for revelation of knowledge. Pray for understanding. As we're building this year on buy the truth and sell it not, help us to understand this subject today called destiny. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen and amen. Where does destiny come from? Many times that's the question that surrounds the term destiny. Who or whom controls it? Who controls destiny? Or whom controls? And then finally in that fumble of questions, how can I know it, it being destiny for myself? How can I know my destiny? These are some valid questions of our day. These are some of the things that help define our purpose for existence. These are some of the things that, some of the questions that we have in our search for tomorrow as the world turns, as we are looking for that guiding light. Lord, help us today. And so all of my children need to know this. Well, all of God's children, help us today. What is destiny? Well, some similar words along with destiny. Destiny by itself is a noun. It means the event that will necessarily happen to a particular person or thing in the future. And so a few words that go along with that is words like fate. We hear that a lot. Something happened, tragedy, you say, well, that's what they say. They were living this lifestyle, and so, yeah, they would die like this because of the lifestyle that they was living. Or we hear people who use the word fortune. Then you have people who's out there gambling and they praying for lady luck. Then you have those that are sad all the time and the whole world is doomed. Then you have those that living on circumstances, a fact of condition connected with or relevant to an event or an action. Then there's others that, like the scripture says, time and chance. Chance, a possibility of something. Sometimes you go and you put in a job application. You don't know whether or not they're going to pull your application out. You just hope that you meet the qualifications of what they're looking for. And so you're in a pool of chance. Sometimes life seems like that. It was just by chance you met somebody, steered you in the right direction. Then you have that cosmic, you know, K-I-S-M-E-T, meaning destiny again. You know, the modern group now want to get with that karma. And they done took the whole definition and gave it a English meaning to it, karma, meaning something that's going to happen to you because you did this and this, and it's just your karma. Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, we're still all looking for that incident, you know, something that happened unexpectedly or unintentionally, typically resulting in danger happening around you or injury. What is this thing called destiny, preacher? And how can I have it that is beneficial towards me? Well, Jeremiah tells us that I know my thoughts towards you, declares the Lord. There, Jeremiah is receiving a revelation from God, one that gives him a hope for tomorrow. Because in life of uncertainties, when somebody gives you an absolute, it allows happiness to settle in. It allows peace to come in. It allows joy to come in. And the greatest of all of these things that should give any of us happiness is to know that God so loved the world that he gave. And because he gave his son, we have now the right upon his son to receive that blood atonement for our personal salvation, whereby we can have the right through the spirit of adoption to cry, Abba, Father. So many things that the Bible gives us in certainty. But you have to take it on faith. To believe. Many times our challenge is, it's not that we don't think that God is all-powerful. We just wonder whether or not he want to use that power for us. We wonder whether or not that there's something planned good for my life. After all, I only been trying to get this thing right for so long, and it seemed like failure after failure after failure. Maybe God just don't want me to be this, or maybe God, and we have these kinds of conversations inside our head. Because we look around us and we see this person being successful. We see this person getting ahead. We see this person who we know that's crooked. And it seems like they're advancing in life, and you're asking the question, why, Lord? Why they're prospering? Why they're getting the better this and the better that? But I'm still going through, and there's no hope for me. I didn't ask to get sick. I didn't ask for my illness. And a lot of times we are struggling, we're caught in this thing, and we wonder whether or not there's destiny for us. The Bible tells us, my brother, my sister, that they that go after God must go after him truly. You can't say you're seeking God, but you're not really looking. It's like this, Brother Ken. Bless your man of God. If you knew that you had a $100 bill in your home, and there were some things you needed to do that will involve you utilizing all of that $100 bill. A dollar not going to do you. $2 not going to do you. And no matter how long it takes, since you knew without a shadow of a doubt there's a $100 bill there, you're going to keep on searching. Because you know sooner or later you're going to find what you know to be there. Because what you know to be there is sufficient to meet the need and why you're searching for it. So you're not going to let the first failure stop you. And although an hour may go by, 2 hours may go by, a day may go by, you're going to keep on searching because of a surety you know is there. That's how we must be when it comes down to the things of God. We must know of a certainty that God is there. And I can't stop looking for God all because I don't see him in my circumstance. I can't stop waiting on God to speak just because I didn't hear him speak on yesterday. Excuse me. And what I must understand is, please excuse me, what I must understand is they that come after God must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. In other words, the old folks used to tell us when we were growing up, serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Sometimes we didn't understand what the elderly would say when they would say things like that to us. They would say phrases to us like, you'll understand by and by. Just keep on living. And now that I've lived a little time and got past the 50 mark, I fully understand all that they was talking about. Because sometimes we want everything now. But can I help you? Sometimes we ain't ready now. We want it now, but we are not ready now. Let me help you. Case in point. There was a time I had a young lady come and ask me, Prophet Bonnet, I need you to pray. And I said, okay. Had already prayed over some things, and God had already worked miracles. So she had came back for additional prayer. And she asked, she said, man of God, prophet, I need you to pray God will give me a husband. That's all I need now. I got my house. Now I need a husband. And because she was serious about prayer, before I opened up my mouth, I said, Lord, what to tell this young lady? And instantly it dropped in my spirit, before I pray, ask a question. So I asked her, okay, you want me to pray for you to get a husband? She said, yes, sir, I do, man of God. So I asked her, well, are you ready to be a wife? She said, excuse me? I said, well, you want me to pray that God will send you a husband. See, yeah. And she was talking fast, so she even gave his description. And I said, hold on right there now. My question still stands. You want me to pray that God will send you a husband, but the real question here, are you ready to be a wife? She said, well, I answer truthfully now. She said, well, I'm getting ready. I said, oh, so what you really was doing was asking me to pray that God will bless you and curse him. She said, oh, my God. She said, no, no. I said, no, 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 no. Because if you want a man that's ready and you're not ready, you're actually asking me to send a blessing your way, but send you who's not ready to be a blessing to someone else. Many times we are praying for stuff and not even understanding the process of what we are praying for. You can't become a brain surgeon and you haven't even finished your second year of medical school. realize that in medical school, you're going to have to put in them 12 years. And if that seems too long to be a brain surgeon, then maybe that's not the call for your life. In our life, many of us want certain destinies, but we don't understand the process in becoming. I can remember Bishop Hines many years ago was giving testimony this during the time while he was still over the men's department of the National Department of the Church of God in Christ, and he's very popular, very charismatic, and people loved the way he ministered, how he was able to break down script, deliver his message. And a young man asked him, saying, "Man of God, I want you to pray that God will bless me with the same anointing you have. I want to be able to pray for people. I want to be able to lay hands on the sick. I want to be able to preach just like you." And this particular time, he didn't ask a whole lot of questions. He said, "You sure you want me to pray for you?" And the young man said, "Yes." And he said, "All right, I'm going to pray that God will give you the same anointing I have." And so when he laid hands on me, he said, "God, I pray that you let him get struck by lightning, not once but twice. I pray that you allow him to lose his home. I pray that you allow..." And he took his hand off and he said, "Wait a minute, preacher, that ain't what I asked you to do. I asked for you to pray that I would have the same anointing that you have." He said, "Well, this is what I went through in order to get my anointing. I had nowhere to go. I was homeless at a time. I got struck down by lightning. You want my anointing, then you got to go through what I've been through." Sometimes we are praying things that we don't even understand what we're praying for. We want this and that, but we ain't willing to put in the struggle to become. And all I'm saying today, my brother, my sister, as one old saying used to say, is be careful for what you ask for. Some say wish, some say prayer. But in it, the end of it is the very thing that you are inquiring, the very thing that you're seeking after. That may be the same thing that you get, but the process of you getting it, you may not understand how you're going to go through it. You don't know how another person made it to be where they are. And so when you begin to pray for other people calling and other people anointing, understand this. Number one, that's not your destiny. There's nothing wrong with you admiring somebody else who's able to do this or that very well. But for each of us, there is a call of God for our lives, in our lives. A call to be a prolifical speaker. Everybody, you don't like to study your word. You won't read Genesis. And you're too afraid to read Revelation. So how you want to preach the gospel? There are things in this world that calls for sacrifice. So I'm reminded of this one story. I'm going to do my very best to share it with you. There was a people that was lost. And there was an individual who wanted those people to be found. He wanted those people to be secure. And although many had went before him, witnessing, ministering, laboring with those people, the result still was they were lost. and they needed to be found. So he had a conversation with his daddy, who said to him, there's one way to redeem them. There's one way to build them up, and that is for you to die. I believe you might know who I'm talking about by now, hopefully, but just in case you don't, I'm talking about none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. You see, man had fallen so far away from God. And it didn't matter how many laws that man was given, man still was lost. It didn't matter how many wonderful speakers, prophets, pastors, etc., came to tell them how much God loved them. They still were lost. They were still trapped by sin. And no matter who brought the message, they will hear it today and they know it tomorrow. Brother Preacher, I don't think that's a fair assessment. I think it is. For years, 400 years, the children of Israel was in Egypt under bondage, praying, God set us free. God set us free. And God used one individual named Moses to come and do what no one else had done and brought havoc to Egypt. So not only did they let them go, but they gave them jewelry, gold, silver, precious stone. In other words, they paid them to leave. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Glory to God. Y'all get on out of here. He goes for money. Get. Don't you come back. Don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack. Only for this people to get out to the Red Sea and get scared. And although the army thought about what they did, they said, man, let's go get our stuff back. Performed another miracle. He parted the Red Sea. And 1 million-plus people walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. They didn't have to push their wagons through mud, but the ground was dry. They get on the other side, and Moses said, take a look at your enemy. For this enemy that you see today, you will see them no more. And all of their enemies, they walked through on dry ground. Sound that the walls that was holding back the flood, let go. And the Red Sea came crushing in. And now here it is, the enemy that was strong now have been totally defeated. You didn't have to shoot an arrow. You didn't have to swing a sword. You didn't have to poison no battle. God did it in one moment. Only for 40 days later, less than 40, they're crying. They're crying and saying, you brought us to this place. We were better way we were. We were better begging for the stuff that they were spitting in the pot. We were better when we were hungry. Didn't know where the next meal was coming from. Sometimes it's not a matter of God setting you free. It's a matter of you learning how to be free. When the word of God tells us that whom the Son set free, we're thinking from a slave mentality in the physical. But we forget about that spiritual. Many of you that are listening right now, you're free. I don't know where slavery may exist in this world today. I call prison legalized slavery. But there's another slavery. When you are addicted to drugs and alcohol, when you are addicted to sex and pornography, when you are addicted to theft and lying, these are slavery of the mind. And just like the children of Israel were set free, but yet still complaining. They wanted destiny, and destiny had arrived, and they were still complaining. I have a question today. What's in your destiny? Better yet, let me say it like this. Who is in your destiny? Have you found Christ in your destiny? Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. The problem is we don't believe the text. So I got to make my name first. I got to go get me some money first. I got to live my life first. When there's very scripture that tells us that he that lose his life for the gospel's sake, Christ's sake, to find it. And he that findeth his life, ignoring Christ, shall lose it. I caution you today, in your search for tomorrow, as the world turns, don't ignore the true guiding light. Jesus said in his word, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father but by me. Don't be a man pleaser. Don't be a girl pleaser. Learn how to please God. Why? Because we belong to him. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. We already belong to God. But that's profited. God wants to give us sonship. I want you to understand that sonship. Yes, women, I said sonship. I didn't say daughtership. I meant exactly what I said, sonship. Because in its context, it means you have authority to handle family business. And when God gives you sonship, that means you can handle the business of the kingdom. God wants us to be able to handle kingdom business. But if you can't handle your business, how is it that you think you'll be able to handle his business? I want you to know today, Jeremiah 29:11 gives us the simple understanding. God said, "Here for us, I know." Not I think, not I'm guessing. I know it's a surety. I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That's destiny. Don't become a master of your own fate. That's a cartoon. That's a fairy tale. Because if you can control your fate, you will have everything you want. You will be completely happy. There will be no lack in your life. Wow, that almost to say you would just be God. But since you and I are not God, let us just trust God to do what he has purposed for each of us to do. The Bible said that God so loved the world. He don't single out he loved you better or he loved this one better. So just like he wants good for me, he wants good for you. Brothers and sisters, as I close today, hold on to this word of destiny. The same good God has for one, because it's the same love. God so loved the world that he gave. He gave each of us the same gift, and that gift is Jesus Christ. Aren't you so glad that God gave us the same gift? He could have been biased. He could have gave this one a rattlesnake while he gave this one a bunny rabbit. But God loved for us. He gave us all Christ. What's the significance of that? Christ is the only begotten of the Father. He's the only one that lived without sin. According to Romans 3, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So let us put destiny where it belongs, back in the hands of God, who holds our future. It's very unique how Ecclesiastes said, here's Solomon. done all kind of stuff, a man of wisdom. He said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Sometimes you may run fast, but not. But be a fine or weak moment. Neither yet bread nor yet of us, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them. Stop thinking God wants something bad to happen to you just because something bad happened to you. Stop thinking just because it didn't go your way today that God don't love you. When you read James chapter 1, he made it simple for us. He said, count it all joy. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall. Not if, when. You fall into devil's temptation. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye, me, you, may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. Anything worth having, you're going to have to go through something to get it. And you're going to have to go through something to keep it. You want good destiny? You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to believe God for it. You're going to have to trust God for it and watch God do it. He'll do it if you let him. God bless you. God, thank you for allowing me to minister today to you. I pray what I said to you have indeed touched your heart, touched your mind, and touched your spirit. If you don't know Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, if you have not made him Lord of your life and your sin bearer, I introduce him to you today. Only way to walk into eternal life with God the Father. And I did say only. That is the dogma of our faith. There's not three. There's not two. There's not nothing but one way to God the Father. And that is the way that he sent it through his son Jesus. Romans 10:9-10 said, if you will confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, the Lord, believe with your heart, you should be saved. That means all you have to do is open up your mouth and say, Jesus, come into my life, save my soul. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sin and others. I'm asking you to forgive me of all my sins and save my soul so that my soul do not have to burn in the devil's hell. Redeem me with your precious blood. I receive it now. Father, I thank you for giving Christ power of life and death. This day, I'm a new creature in him because of him. And I thank you, Father. Amen. Prayer just like that. All it takes is commitment from your heart. If you've done that, God is pleased. If you've done that, You're a brand new creature today. Old things will pass away. And behold, all things will become brand new to you. Spirit man is transformed right now. Your physical man is a process. And it takes time to be perfected. Let God do it. And you'll see your destiny be more than you even ever thought. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I hand it back over to you, Missionary Ken, or Brother Six. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. And Pastor Barnett, I want to thank you for that great message. And my kind of takeaway I want to give you real quick while you're with us still is you were talking about the Red Sea crossing. Well, we know how great a miracle that was according to the scripture. But, you know, there's scoffers out there who say, well, that wasn't that big a miracle because the Israelites crossed on only ankle-deep water.
And yeah, I look at them, 2 inches.
Yeah, and I say, well, if that's the case, it's an even bigger miracle than I thought it was in the Bible, because the Bible says that Pharaoh and all his chariots and his horses and all of them were drowned in that 2-inch ankle-deep water. Amen.
So however they want to look at it, we still won.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Have a beautiful day.
That's for sure.
And thank you for bringing that out.
Yeah, amen.
And thank you for that great message, as always. That was our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. This show is available on demand. All you have to do, if you have not done so, with your smartphone, download the iHeart app. And same for Apple, download the Apple podcast app. And in the search, type in Six Eyes Radio, SIXEYES, space radio, RADIO. Press subscribe and you'll have the Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. 7 days a week, and what you really want, the Six Eyes Radio Network. The number is 424-243-9617. That's 424-243-9617. Put that number in your phone. If you haven't done so already, go join the Six Eyes Radio Network page. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show only on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, Six, what would you say was your takeaway for today?
The whole mess. There was not one particular takeaway. As we're doing, we're building and we're repairing ourselves on a daily. So that's the message. Because if you just add one particular thing, it's like making a pot of spaghetti. You may have the pasta, but you don't have the seasonings. And the most important thing is the meat. So you can't just pick apart one message. You have to take the whole thing and consume it. And later on, possibly listen to it while you're having coffee or tea, and just sit back and actually listen to it again and download it. So that's my tip.
All right. Anybody else with takeaways this afternoon?
Yeah, I think that you were talking about the lost sheep or something. I remember I was the lost sheep on June 20th, 1974, and I accepted Christ, and I'm so glad I did. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, anybody else?
Well, I thank God for the opportunity every time we come together here, every day of the week that we're able. And on today, I just know this is being reaffirmed by the Word of God through the man of God that what God has for me is for me, and it's okay for me to have it, and it's all right if others around me have something different. All of it comes from God, and so there's no need for us to try to rob each other of anything, because what God has given us is already for us, and I'm just grateful. And God bless you, Pastor, First Lady, and all of you.
God bless you. I enjoyed that. I like that part. Amen.
All right. Anyone else?
Amen. For me, speaking on destiny, and I feel like we all have our purpose, and God has already planned out what he has for us. And I feel like everything that we go through, we experience, is preparing us and building us for that destiny. We all have been given a gift or a talent.
Amen.
And that is pushing us or directing us towards our destiny. So, and I thank God for, you know, the understanding and the knowledge that we gain as we go down our path. And each and every one of us has a purpose for being here, even down to our children, our babies, even though sometimes their lives are cut short by senseless crimes or whatever, that child served a purpose. Same as those who are blessed to live up into the hundreds, you know, that life had a purpose. And it's part of our destiny. So I just thank God for the message. I'm looking forward to what we're going to be given the rest of this month in terms of destiny. And thank you again, Pastor Bonnet, for your words of wisdom and the words coming from the Bible. And we're going to keep this up in prayer. Okay, somebody's hitting the buttons.
That was me.
We're
going to
keep
bad.
You and First Lady lifted up in prayer, and we just thank you. And I know you got to get on to your program. So if anybody else has anything else to say, please do so accordingly so that we can allow Pastor Bonnet to get on his way. Amen.
Amen. See y'all on tomorrow night. God bless you.
All right. God bless.
Amen. Love you, Pastor.
Amen.
See you tomorrow.
All right. So who do we have with us still? Who's still with us?
Sister Emily, you, Sister Nicole, myself, Missionary Ken, and Sister Ruthie.
Okay. All right. Well, what we're going to do is... dance for Jesus once again.
Before we do that, what about doing the Bloodhound of Scripture?
What about that, Ken? Go right ahead, sir.
All right, let's do that, and then we can dance for Jesus. All right? So let's see
right.
if you all can figure out what we had from last week, see if you've been on your toes and found this one. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was the Almighty.
And you notice he says he is the beginning and the ending. And we'll hear that one more time. Amen.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. The Almighty.
And you notice he said he is also the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake. Amen.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty.
Revelations 1 and 8.
And Nicole, you got the cup of coffee. You are 100% correct.
Amen.
Revelation 1 and 8.
All right.
Amen.
Where that is found. Amen.
All right.
Got to get the Bloodhound. But go ahead. We'll just skip it this time.
All right, and here's what you got to sniff out by next week, and here we go.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power.
And you notice first thing he tells us to praise God is to praise him in his sanctuary. Why is it that we're dead when we go to church? It says, praise him in the sanctuary. And we'll hear that verse one more time.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power.
And you notice he also says to praise him in the firmament of, and we'll hear that verse one more time for our listeners' sake.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power.
And that, of course, is what you got to sniff out by next week. Amen.
Amen. All right.
All right, so I got my dancing shoes on. How about you?
Amen. Let's dance for Jesus on the Six Eyes Radio Gospel Show.
And hopefully you got my song in there in the mix too, Six.
Come on, y'all.
Every wound we carry will do my eyes on the Lord, y'all will be God.
That is the Jesus, the power of the glory. Whatever is happening, he did it for glory. We'll sing his freedom. That is the glory. We'll be free and forever.
Thank you.
please keep Ricky Smiley's family in your prayers. Praying for strength and comfort from the Six Eyes Radio Network on the passing of his son, Brandon. We're praying for you from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Keep Ricky Smiley in your prayers. Please put yourselves on mute. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. I want to thank you all for joining us. God bless. It is our prayer and hope that you feel better than which you came. God bless. Thanks for listening. just enjoyed the Six Eyes Gospel Show. We'll catch you next week.
Amen.
Every time when we hear a certain call, when the world must come together as one, there are people dying for the time to live in. Grace gives up. Turning their lives to you. Thank you.
God bless America. On this February 5th, 2023, you just enjoyed the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Share this show. Download it. Mm-hmm. Like us on iHeartRadio and Apple Music. Just type in the search, Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your day.